What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. In today's show, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, the XFL, NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend, so there's going to be a ton of shoes dropping. And Jennifer Aniston? Keep it locked. Guys, I know I say it at the beginning and the end of every single episode, but please go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie Smores. That's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. Please go follow me. Give me feedback on the podcast, man. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me suggestions. Everything helps. Every little bit helps. I'm doing this for the people, man. So let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't. Let me know if you want to be on an episode. I might let you come on. I don't know. You guys, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for the people that do give me feedback. I truly, truly appreciate it. It means the world to me. Thank you so much, guys. Now back to the pod. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentlemen, live the Great Lakes good life. So, the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54, 31-20. It was a good game, in my opinion. I enjoyed watching it. I was in a way surprised, but at the same time not. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is a freak. He's a freak athlete. He's a freak quarterback. Can make crazy throws. I was not really, like I said, I wasn't really surprised. I never felt comfortable. As you guys know, I was rooting for the Niners. I never felt comfortable in that game. No matter how much they were up by. They were up by, 10 in the fourth quarter? I never felt comfortable about it. That my issue with the game, and I mean, like you said, I didn't care who won. All I wanted was a good game. My issue was they never called holding against Kansas City's offense when there were numerous times where they were clearly holding Bosa. And I'm not a Nick Bosa guy. I'm from Michigan. I hate Ohio. So I hate Ohio State. And we all know Bosa's an Ohio State guy. So I'm not a big fan of Bosa. I mean, he's a freak player. He's phenomenal. But I just don't really like him. But, I mean, he was getting held. Like, blatantly held. And they don't call nothing. I didn't like seeing that. But like I said, it was nice to see Andy Reid get a ring. I do like Andy Reid a lot. The Eagles were always like my second team kind of growing up. So I always kind of rooted for, you know, Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens, Freddie Mitchell. If y'all remember Freddie Mitchell, Brian Westbrook, Brian Dawkins, you know, all them guys. But it was nice to see Andy get that ring after 21 years in the league. It was, like you said, a lot of people are saying it was a bad game. I didn't think it was a bad game. I thought it was a pretty entertaining game. Commercials were, I don't know, I feel like these companies put too much thought into the commercials now, and they're trying to be too much and do too much. Which, I mean, I get when you're spending that much money on a Super Bowl commercial. But overall, I thought it was a good way to cap the season. Good game. There's heading into this off season, there could be a lot of moving around. We'll see. I think Drew Brees stays. I think I want to say I think Tom Brady stays, but I really don't know what Brady's gonna do. Phillip Rivers and the Chargers just agreed to part ways, so he's gonna be somewhere new. I mean, going into next year, it's could be crazy, and obviously, I mean, we're a week removed from the Super Bowl, so this is all too early to speculate on any of that. But I can tell you, there was one thing that I really, you know, there's one thing that I know I'd really start missing right now. But guess what? We still got football because we had the XFL start playing this weekend. And maybe it was just the novelty of it all. But I can tell you, I was really entertained by what I was able to see in the games. Now, I was only able to watch, I watched the first half of the Defenders-Dragons games, that first game. And then I watched most of the first half of the Vipers and Guardians games. And I loved it. It was kind of a, I don't want to say it was like college, but it kind of was. It was almost like real, real good college teams playing each other. I'm excited to see what's going to come out of this. I do think this league is going to be successful. A lot of people are talking smack about the league and Vince McMahon and this and that, but I do think this time around it's going to be successful. I don't think it was just this kind of, I don't think it's this kind of thrown together thing that it was the first time around. You know, it wasn't like the AAF or crap, I can't even remember the other league that was started last year that folded right away. It wasn't like, you know, it's not like those leagues where things were so rushed and trying to put it all together in a year. And I think this XFL is going to be successful. As long as they're smart, they stay in their lane, to quote LeVar Ball, and they stay that springtime, you know, hopefully they don't try and push expansion too fast, things like that. But like I said, I do think this league will be successful. I keep seeing these articles saying, oh, Vince McMahon's set up to lose $375 million or whatever it is. Of course you're going to lose money to start out with. Anybody in business loses money to start out with. They have that 5-6 year plan, whatever it is, in place to get a major TV deal. I mean, they already have ABC and Fox. I think they have CBS as well, actually. I think one of the games was on CBS. Doesn't tell me what channels the game was on. But I do think one of those games was on CBS. But I think this league will be successful. I think it's going to be good for growing players. I think it's going to be a good second opportunity for a lot of players, where they can kind of show how good they are, and they'll end up getting signed in the NFL. At the same time, it does make me a little bit concerned for some dudes that do get that second chance. They're going to play from February till April or May, whenever the end of the season is. I'm not 100% sure. End of the season is, looks like April 27th is when the, I'm checking the ESPN app right here. It's like April 27th is when that final game is scheduled. So they're going to play 10 weeks, you know, 12 weeks of football. Be 12 weeks of football. And then maybe they'll get signed. They go into training camp with an NFL team and then play 17 weeks at least, or 16 weeks at least. So I worry about those guys and injury possibilities and things like that. But that's all part of the game. I'm just going to run down the scores real quick. The Defenders beat the Dragons 31-19. That was a good game. I liked it a lot. Like I said, I was able to watch the first half at home. I had to work at 4:30 though. I did get to see a little bit of the third quarter too. Like I said, that was a good game. I did not see the Roughnecks top the Wildcats 37-17. I heard that got real ugly. The Wildcats already fired their defensive coordinator. And then Sunday's games, the Guardians whooped up on the Vipers, which, being a Bears fan, I'm real happy about, because the Vipers coach is Mark Trestman, and I don't want to talk about Mark Trestman. Guardians defense looked real, real sick. I'm not sure if it was their defense or the Vipers offense with Mark Trestman. And then lastly, my boys, the St. Louis Battlehawks, beat the Renegades 15-9. And after that game, the St. Louis Battlehawks were in the locker room shotgunning Bud Light seltzers. My assumption there is that Bud Light Seltzer sponsors the team. I have kind of declared myself a Battlehawks fan, but I do really like the Guardians as well. I'm a defense guy, so. And then going into week two here, we got the Guardians at the Defenders on Saturday. That's the 2:00 game, and then the Vipers and the Dragons on Saturday. That's the 5:00 game. Sunday, which this sucks because I got to close Sunday night again, so I won't get to see the Battlehawks again. Sunday's games, we got the Renegades at the Wildcats and then the Battlehawks at the Roughnecks. So that's going to be entertaining. This, like I stated, this league is going to be successful. It's going to be fun to watch. If you keep your mind open to it, obviously it's not going to be the best football to start out with. The first few years are probably not going to be the best football until they can start getting a little bit more talent in there and things like that. It's probably not going to be the best football, but I think this league will turn itself around, and I do really, really think this league is going to be successful. I like a lot of their rules. I like the no field goal extra point. You can go for either 1, 2, or 3 on it. When I was watching the games, I did not see a team attempt that double forward pass. But like I said, I only saw, you know, a half of two of the games. So, but yeah, overall, I think the XFL is going to be successful. Now, let's move on to All-Star Weekend. All right, guys, NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend. It's in Chicago, so you know that means that Jordan Brand's going to have a huge presence. There is a ton of stuff dropping. I'm literally going to go down the list that Complex put out of stuff that's dropping this weekend. And then I'm going to get into stuff that I actually want to talk about. So first up on this list, we got the Nike LeBron 7 All-Star Price point's 200. That actually drops February 12th on the sneakers app. Then we got the LeBron 17 All-Star, the Kobe, I'm sorry, the KD 12, the PG 4, Kyrie 6, and the Giannis's, the freak one. Those are all dropping on Thursday, February 13th. Price points are varying. And then we got the Air Jordan New Beginnings pack. It's going to be a tough one to cop, most likely. Retail on it is $350. Those are dropping February 12th. You can get it on the sneakers app. We got the Jordan 10 Wings. This is a shoe that I haven't talked about because I think it's ugly. that's dropping February 12th. Price point's $190. We got the Air Jordan 1 NC to Chicago. Dropping February 17th on the sneakers app. Price point's $170. We got the Tom and Jerry Reebok collection, which I have not seen anything about. So this is kind of... Actually, there's a couple sweet pairs of Club C's. Actually, I guess one that's just like a wheat color. Anyway, there's an Instapump Fury. And then the three Club C's that are coming out. Price points vary. Once again, those are dropping on February 15th. Let's keep it moving. The Jordan 8x8 Chicago Collaborators Collection. Once again, that's another thing where multiple shoes, price points are going to vary from $140 to $225. I'm literally reading this straight off Complex. Jordan Brand decided to take a unique approach to All-Star Weekend this year by allowing eight locals, creators from Chicago, to design their own sneakers and apparel. The Chicago Collaborators Collection, which will include Virgil Abloh's Air Jordan 5, the Wings Air Jordan 10, AJ KO from Chance the Rapper, which I have not seen, Aerospace 720s from Cole Bennett's Lyrical Lemonade, and Shea Rashid two-tone take on Air Jordan 1 mid. Apparel offerings from local boutique success, Drew the Barber and Cody Hudson, complete the collection. I'm going to talk about this. Actually, I guess I don't really need to talk about this shoe later. I've talked about it enough. The Off-White Air Jordan 5 is dropping February 15th. Retail is only $225, which surprises me. Supposedly, you're going to be able to get it on the sneakers app. Have fun with that, guys. There's the Air Jordan 3 Unite, which is the Chicago 3, the red cements, whatever you want to call them. Those drop Saturday, retails $200. There's a Don C Air Force 1 that's dropping, retails $200, dropping Saturday. We got BBC Times Reebok Answer 5s dropping. I did mention these in a past podcast. Those are dropping on Sunday, the 16th, for $150. The Nike Adapt BB 2.0 is also dropping on Sunday, the 16th. You're looking at $400 retail on that, which is pricey now. There's a Don't Be Mad Times New Balance 992. We don't have a price or release date on those. And the Yeezy Quantum is finally releasing. I'll get more into that in a little bit. So that's literally like Complex's list of every shoe that's supposed to be dropping this weekend. Like I said, it's going to be a crazy, crazy weekend. The dude from the sneaker podcast, the boy S. Collard, he's going to be in Chicago. I know there's a ton of stuff he wants to drop. I also know he's doing something big with Jordan Brand, but he won't tell anybody yet. So you'll have to see. Anyway, I'm going to get into what I wanted to talk about myself a little bit more. So the Yeezy basketball shoe is finally dropping, and I am excited about it. I'm going to hit up the boy J Money, who now lives in Chicago. I'm going to try and see if he wants to give me a pair, if he can. Those are dropping. It says the 15th or the 16th, so we don't know for sure. Retail on them is going to be $250. The next thing I wanted to talk about is the Air Jordan 3 Red Cements. I'm excited about those. There's actually two different versions that are dropping this weekend. The first one is the one that we've all seen. We've seen them both go around, but it's the one that we've all seen and we know. The second one is a Chicago exclusive. On the heel tab where it would say Nike Air, it says Nike and then has Shy below it. Same with the insole branding that says Nike with the Shy below it. Good looking shoe. Those are retail, like I said, those are dropping Saturday. $200 is the price point on those. We also have, we've now seen pictures of the Air Jordan 34 Fragment collabo. We don't know if it's ever going to actually release or anything like that, but it is dope. It's got a white base, some black and gold detailing. Basically, it's like that first colorway that came out. It's like that kind of like that first colorway that came out, but with a white base. There's a Fragment logo on the side of the on the lateral side of the shoe. In my opinion, it's a real clean looking shoe. I like it. I also want to talk about the Air Jordan 34 SE. If you follow the Facebook page, you would have seen me share it a couple times. I really, really like this shoe. It looks real, real clean. I like the SE version better than the regular version. It has like a kind of a it is a zip up shroud that goes over the laces. I think it makes the shoe look even cleaner, and I like the 34. So, next up, we're going to talk about the Air Jordan 1 Low Gym Red. It's the same color blocking as the New Beginning Jordan 1 High. It's got white base with red overlays, white midsole, red outsole. On the heel of the shoe, even though the heel is red, it still has a red wings logo. Clean looking shoe. Good looking shoe for summertime. There's no actual release date on it. Retails $90 on them. Air Jordan 5 Off-White's going to be dropping this weekend, like I said before. There's also an Air Jordan 1 High Court Purple that is going to be dropping soon here. It's got the same color blocking as the Chicago ones, except for there's just purple where there would be red. I think it's a dope shoe. I would like it. Those are dropping. Rumor has it it's April 4th, retail $170. Next up, I know we just talked about the LeBron. In the Nike All-Star Pack and that. But there is a LeBron 17 Low that is going to be dropping. And it's the Toon Squad Edition. These things are straight fire. Absolutely love them. There's a white base. It's got red, white, and blue accents on it. It's got a gray furry swoosh on the side, kind of like Bugs Bunny. And then on the inside of the tongue, it has a embroidered patch that says, "What's up, Doc?" And then on the heel, it has the LJ Crown logo with like the little line underneath it, like how it is in the Toon Squad logo. Really, I honest to God, just love this shoe. There's no official release date. I'm assuming it's dropping this weekend. Really, really nice shoe. And then the next shoe I want to talk about, once again, if you're following the Facebook page, you're going to know. The Air Force One Chicago. Chicago isn't the actual name of it. But the shoe has a black base on the toe and the heel. It's got red pinstriping. It's got red and black rope laces in it and kind of a basketball-inspired lace Dubre thing instead of the AF1 since 82. It might still say that, though. And then my favorite part is it's got the red jewel swoosh. I'm a big fan of jewels. And then on the heel where it would say Nike Air, instead of it saying Nike Air, it says Chicago with the swoosh underneath it. Really, really dope shoe. Goes obviously clearly inspired by the Bulls unis with the pinstripes. Those are going to be dropping. I couldn't find any actual release info, but I can almost guarantee you they're dropping this weekend. So that's kind of it for our sneaker talk this week. All right, so in our kind of weird story about the week, I just read this on Instagram, and when I went to go look up who it was that posted it, it had disappeared, and I haven't been able to find it since. But I did just read this on Instagram. In 2006, Nike was actually going to sign Jennifer Aniston to an endorsement deal. And they wanted to have a Super Bowl ad with her. We don't know why things fell apart or how they fell apart or anything like that. But obviously negotiations fell through when it never actually happened. But I thought that was a very interesting fact. Not something I would have expected. Along with this guy's Instagram post, they posted the picture from the old Thanksgiving episode of Friends where they were all playing football. But that's going to kind of be it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Go like our page on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheBiggieS'mores Show. Thank you guys so very much for listening. It means the world to me. I love it. And as I say every week on this podcast, man, stay positive and keep moving. We always talk about sports on this podcast, and there's the old adage about running backs is that you always keep your feet moving. That's very true in life. You always got to keep moving. You always got to keep going. You always got to keep grinding. Stay positive. When you get down, it's okay, man. You can lean on somebody else. That's what we're here for, man. We all got to be together. I was talking with Tom McFadden the other day, who's a local financial advisor. And he had thanked me for sharing one of his posts on Facebook. And I was like, of course. You know, man, I want to see us all do good. I want to see us all succeed. And in today's world, with social media, with the ability to have that presence and be out there, it's very, very important that we help each other out like that. And the internet can obviously be a real petty place. We all know that as sports fans and whatnot. But we want to still see everybody succeed. I still want to see everybody do good. So I'm always going to try and support people like that. So just remember, if you're down and you need to talk, talk. If you need help, don't be scared to reach out. We all need help sometimes. Sometimes life gets you down, and that's how it is. Oh, the other thing, I was just talking with my boy Andy Case over at Midwestern Gentleman. He was informing me that they got some big new stuff coming up. So stay tuned for that. And go check out the website. It's completely redesigned. Looks really, really great. They got a bunch of new merch out too. So go buy up some merch. Go check out their website. And that's going to be it for this week, guys. I hope you guys take care. I hope you have a great week. Thank you for listening. Hug your kids, hug your wife. Hope you guys get to catch some All-Star games. Or I should say, get to catch the All-Star game. But my favorite part of All-Star weekend is the celebrity All-Star game anyway. So, anyway, have a great night, guys. Peace and much love to you.